Greetings. This is James Gillen. I'm your host tonight. We've got an interesting show here. There's so much going on. It's like, where do we start? But, you know, I want to do a few announcements first before we go. We have the signature teachings of the ambassador training that's coming up. And that's the weekend of May 27th through the 29th. And if you really want to find out who's who in the universe, and make your own personal contact, this is how to do it. And so we're going to cover, you know, a lot of information about the real history of Earth, who's who in the multiverse, you know, how to connect with your star nations. And we're also going to cover, you know, the dark side of things and how to deal with the dark side. So it's a very empowering workshop. And every time we've done this workshop, we've had some major activity in the sky and, you know, big motherships turning around, looping around each other, things like that, undeniable. We've all got it on film, and you can go to East City Stargate, and most of that's on film there if you want to check that out. I'll also be in contact in the desert again this year, and we just talked about the Sky Watch, and it's going to be a great event. Trisha McCannon and Dr. Dream are going to be joining me in the Sky Watch, and then I'll also have a workshop and a lecture as well. So the lecture and the workshops always have gone really well there. Especially the workshops, when you can't fit in. There's usually so many people, the room's not big enough for the workshop. So I hope they have a really big room this time. But we had some major activity. A lot of crazy photographs were taken during that workshop too. A very tall being standing there, you know, overseeing the workshop. And so that's going to be interesting. You know, I can't wait to check out that. And we've also, if you want to go to find out any of the upcoming weekend events, we have the Sky Watches, and those are ongoing. And although we've been getting a little rained out when we have holes in between the skies, we see those. And we have the ESETI conference coming up. And that's the, you know, the July 4th weekend. And, you know, we've got an amazing lineup for that. We've got Jim Mars, Laura Eisenhower, Winston Strout, Shannon Leister, Patty Greer, Peter Maxwell Slattery from Australia, Solrita Antara from Australia. We've got Swami Beyond Ananda, Cassandra Dunn, and we have a panel for UFO experiencers, a healers panel. We're working on a free energy panel. Hopefully that'll come together. And myself, and I'll be during the Anunnaki, the gold, the reevaluation, all the things. You know, we'll be covering all that. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I'll cover a little bit of that on the show today, but we'll get more into it, you know, when we could have the conference. It's easier. I can talk more in depth when I do them here at the conference, you know, about a lot of this information. So we'll be covering that. And I think I've covered everything that I need to cover on that end of things. So we'll toss those little papers off. I hope everybody survived that solar sector boundary crossing we went through on April 29th. And we're still getting hit with geomagnetic shockwaves. And actually, we're getting hit with one today. So another geomagnetic shockwave is hitting us as we speak. You know, so that's getting quite interesting, because these things are really wreaking havoc on a lot of technology. And it'll be kind of messing up the phone lines, the internet, especially the radio waves and things like that. So you're going to see a lot of crazy stuff. Now, Mount Cinnabung actually blew its top, and just recently, and 3 miles into the air, it threw a massive amount of ash and smoke and things like that. So the interesting thing about this mountain is it's right next to Lake Toba, and which is a super volcano. And it's known as Yellowstone's big brother, and it's on watch right now, and there's a lot of activity going on there. So the last time this one went off, it was 70,000 years ago, and it threw something like 620 miles of cubic ash into the air. So again, this is a big brother to Yellowstone, and if that sucker goes off, it's going to be real interesting. So I'd really keep an eye on these volcanoes, because something is activating them. All the volcanoes are becoming active. So we're having a lot of activity here as well. We've got Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens are shaking, and Mount Hood has had 40 quakes. And so just recently, you know, so when you start having that kind of activity, you know, things are moving, things are getting ready. I found it interesting. I didn't see anything about Mount Adams on there, but it could have been in the mix. But Mount Adams is probably the most dormant volcano on the planet. And it's actually at the foot of Mount St. Helens. So when Mount St. Helens erupts, it takes the pressure off of Mount Adams. And I think Mount Adams will be here for a very long time. The Native Americans call this area here, Trout Lake, where I'm at, the valley here, they call it Sweetgrass. And they say this is where the new humanity will start over. And after the cleansing or after the changes, I think that's interesting because just on the other side of the mountain here, out of the valley, they call it sour grass. And that area, the grass is not very good. They're having a lot of toxic stuff happening with the water up there and just a lot of crazy stuff going on over there on the other side. So I think it's amazing we're tucked in this nice little valley here at 2,000 feet. And very fertile land here and surrounded by dairies and farms and orchards and things like that. So it's an awesome place to be hanging out. So they may know something we don't. So maybe we start talking to our elders in the Native American groups there, the nations. We've got Cyclone Roanu that they just had to evacuate 2 million people out of Bangladesh. And you know, those people are already just barely making it, and to have to move instantly and get out of there that's going to be quite a logistical operation there because of this massive cyclone. And there is a fireball that exploded over Mexico too. So a lot going on, you know, out there. Keep your eyes open, stay out of fear, but just pay attention. The Earth is going through her shifts and changes. We still have these magnetic shockwaves. Seems like one after another is coming through. And we also have a lot of information from these massive ships that are coming here. And we have been having contact with these ninth dimensional Anunnaki beings and the Council of 12 and the original ones that never fell. And they're very high level, very loving, very, you know, they're goddesses and gods. They're very powerful beings. They're not the god because something created them. There's something beyond them, but very beautiful beings. They're not to be confused with the fallen ones and all the drama that happened here earlier because they never fell. They never left their planet, or they never left their situation. So they actually came from ancient Lyra, and they're very tall, very tall beings. The ones I've seen are 8 feet tall. And we have other people here that are actually coming to the ranch that are verifying, having the same experience and meeting these beings. And they are, you know, they're 8 foot tall. They're very tall beings and very loving, you know, and very concerned with Earth and where we're going, you know, in our evolutionary process. I don't want to get more into, I wanted to get a little bit into the Anunnaki stuff, but that's unfolding. But I'm going to talk about that at Contact in the Desert. I mean, that's a major event. And I'm going to talk more about this 11th dimensional ship that's coming in. And we're having contact with these beings as well now. So, I mean, it is a hot energy when they come into the room. You know, you start shedding clothes real fast because it's a very intense energy when these beings come in. And, you know, if you're not... you know, if you have resistance, or if, you know, if you're full of baggage or wounds and traumas or fears or whatever, or victim patterns, you're not going to do very well when these energies come in. So it's, you know, very, very important to do our work, you know, do the process-oriented therapies and clean up our consciousness and, you know, get our bodies in good shape so we can handle these energies, you know, when they come through. But, you know, these beings that we have met lately are just incredibly intense beings, and they're coming here for the shift. And a lot of the other, you know, the Star Nations, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Assyrians, the Orion Council of Light, all of these people have been waiting for this event. It's like, you know, it's like Big Daddy or Big Mama's coming home, whatever you want to say. But, you know, these beings seem like Elohim or something of that nature. They're very, very powerful beings, and they're here now. And from my understanding, is they're here to reset the earth and get it back on track with the original intent and deal with the beings that have hijacked us and enslaved us for eons. And they're here to take care of that nonsense and get us back, you know, honoring our free will and get us back on track. And they're going to be, you know, play a major role in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. So we've got some call-ins. I wanted to do call-ins tonight. I thought it was really important to bring some call-ins in. And it looks like we've got one popping up already. So I'm going to go ahead and take call-ins. And if you have any questions about the shifts and the energies you're feeling and what's happening, feel free to call in and share. This is your show. The reason I'm doing this show is not for me. It's for the people here, and that's why I'm doing this show. The number is 1-888-627-6008. And so if you want to call in, we've got Kelly here on line two. So I'm going to go ahead and take Kelly's call. And if you want to stack them up, we can answer your questions and see if we can gain some clarity and share some information. Because I know I learn a lot from the people that are also having similar experiences as well. So, Kelly, are you with us?
Yes, James, I'm here. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. So I just wanted to reach out to you. And I know over the past couple of years, I've followed just a lot of the events and things that have happened at East City. And I'm a native Californian who relocated to the East Coast, so I haven't had an opportunity yet to come out to visit you, but I look forward to doing so. And over recently, within the past even 6 months, I've had a lot of interactions with a being whom you refer to as Bacall. And mm-hmm. I was wondering, my experience, I was actually recently, I've recognized that he is kind of functions as my guide, whom for mm-hmm. all intents and purposes, that's what and I know that East City has a really close connection with him and to the ranch. And, maybe for your experiences, the relationship, the messages, things that I've gotten myself from him and kind of learning about, who he is, maybe if you could kind of expand on your experiences with Bacall. And then also, a separate question from that is I've been told about terraforming, and I was wondering, how the relationship with the Pleiadians and how the terraforming process really occurred.
Oh, great questions. Bacall came in and at a time when we desperately needed him, because we were dealing with some of these serpent beings and reptilian beings, and basically, I was getting my butt kicked, as well as some other people here, in dealing with these beings, especially the serpent beings. And so these beings, when they showed up, they are the benevolent protectors, and they were the protectors of the gods, the protectors of the original Anunnaki before they fell. And when the Anunnaki fell, they left and they went back home. And to some, most of them are in Sirius. They're in that system, but there are some in ancient Lyra. They're in several other systems, but predominantly they're there. And these beings are about 17 feet tall. They're very tall, very big, and they're feline. They're lion beings, and they do a very good job of taking care of business, with these other forms that have been very intrusive and very negative and are very upset with the work we're doing here, because we are tapping people in and giving people their own contact. So, to me, it's like it was a godsend that they showed up. And I'd love to hear your experience. What's been your experience with them?
I'm actually, it's interesting because I've always seen him as being very, I say him because I see him as a more male form. I don't know if anyone else has a different experience, but
yeah, he is male.
More of just, more strength and power, but also very like jovial, I guess. I don't know if you kind of have that experience as well, but being that, you know, he's just kind of a funny dude. I think of him kind of like as the fun-loving, like grandfatherly and wisdom, but also kind of like the fun uncle as well. I recently found out that he serves as my primary guide, and so I've been really trying to work on and opening up my understanding of, you know, growing that kind of relationship. And so, you know, I find that oftentimes there's a definite image of like a almost like a kind of a lion image, but just very golden white light. This wonderful the coloration. I don't even know how to explain it. And it's hard to, I guess, explain it in terms of, because it's very human as well, mm-hmm. But definitely more feline. And I know the size as well is just something that I've never experienced before, like the vision of just seeing that. Because, you know, we don't really have that kind of a being here on Earth to kind of compare that to, you know, so it's a little overwhelming at first. Uh-huh. Because I had started to actually envision, experience these things, and I'm thinking to myself, am I going kind of, you know, I'm like thinking to myself, am I going kind of crazy? You know, I mean, I'm not, I don't use any sorts of forms of, you know, drugs or anything like that. And so I'm thinking, you know, what is causing this? And then I tried to just look online, like, is there anybody else who experiences this? Or, you know, and then I came across a couple of, you know, YouTube videos that were done, I think, with some of the folks from eSETI that you had interacted with, mm-hmm. eSETI Australia. And, and your experiences over there. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, so there are other people who are discussing this, you know, and it was great to see that. And I mean, my personal interaction has just been one of protection. And I think mm-hmm. I've experienced a lot of things over the years that I think have tried to hinder that kind of awakening. And I don't even know how to explain it, but I do feel this kind of a quickening experience. And I'm sure there are many people out there who also experience that, where you feel that there's something more, and that we need to really you know, tap into that consciousness for the betterment, not only, you know, of ourselves, but really just for unity consciousness. And and I've felt that draw, and you know, it's just something that is vital to, you know, the health of, not, like I said before, not our individual self, but, you know, as a whole, as our planet, you know. And you feel these shifts where, to me, it almost feels like, you know, we've got our planet here kind of calling to us. And I feel like it's our duty, you know, to respond and to send out that loving, mm-hmm. You know, healing. And I guess, you know, that could be another question as well, is in terms of healing, when you're feeling, because I know you guys have talked quite a bit about nature spirits over at the ranch. And my question would be, you know, have you had any interactions where they're sharing with you that things are for the earth and the well-being, like unity consciousness, and has that, you know, been turning around for the better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. First of all, everything you've been talking about Bacall is extremely accurate. You know, it's not your imagination we're having. And to the point of, they're goofy. I mean, they're so powerful and so big. They don't have to prove anything. And they come in and they act goofy just to get people's spirit up, you know, and get people to lighten up. And, that, you know, they have nothing to prove, because – you know, basically, who's going to argue with a 17-foot-tall lion being, you know, but they're not foreboding at all. I would imagine if you came with ill intent, they would be very foreboding if they chose mm-hmm. to act that way. But, you know, they're in the history, you know, there's Narisha, there's Sekhmet, there's all these massive, you know, 14-foot-tall statues, you know, of Sekhmet, which is very accurate because she is 14 feet tall. And she has a very nurturing, loving face, you know. So why would you put a statue like that if you're trying to scare people away of a lion, you know, just to scare people away and then put such a an endearing face on it? You know, it doesn't make any sense. So there's I mean, there's a long history of this, recorded history of these beings being here on the planet. And I was going through something similar to you. I was meeting all these beings. And I'm going, am I going nuts? And I do the research and I find out these beings actually do exist and they have existed in the past. And that whole group is coming back, you know. And so there is what I feel is right now we're at the apex of the shift of shifting from, you know, we're going to go from the draconian law and all that nonsense is folding in on itself and we're going to move back into universal law and realign ourselves with, you know, the rest of the universe and in peace. And we're moving in that direction, but it's going to be a really bumpy road. And from what I understand, there's been some very aggressive moves just recently by our own military who've had just enough of the nonsense, you know, and the terrorism and the deception and, you know, the basic treason as well, and I can explain it, you know, and they are stepping up to the plate finally, which is what needs to happen. And so I think we're going to go through some huge shifts in that direction. Energetically, it's off the scale. The Earth is just, she's going forward, you know, in her frequencies and in her ascension process, and she's going at it full blast, and so it's almost hard to keep up, you know, with her energy. Yeah. But we have to become frequency specific to the Earth and where she's going if we're going to stay here. I'm just curious, how is it on the East Coast? Are you finding it very hard to relate, or are there people there that are on the same page, or is it kind of a tough nut to crack there?
Well, it was a transition for me. I moved out here about 8 years ago, and I guess for me, the area where I'm in right now is located in kind of central Virginia. And I, surprisingly, within the past six to 10 months, probably, have come across people that I didn't even know existed in this area that are feeling the same things, discussing the same things. We meet up every week and talk and really kind of, I think, recognize these feelings that we're, you know, experiencing of a shift. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's some days where I feel really drained, just exhausted. Yeah. And I don't know if that's because of, you know, we see quite often, even out here, we'll see those, you know, chemtrails. And you know it's a chemtrail because it'll last. You know, you'll see it in the sky and it's there. And I mean, my joints will ache and, you know, these are things I shouldn't be experiencing in my 20s, you know. I'm in my late 20s. And I know, you know, this isn't normal, the feelings, you know. And so it's a little confusing sometimes because I'll tell some of the folks I meet up with, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this way, but, you know, I had plenty of rest last night. You know, I've been in meditation. Like, I just don't know what's off. And they're like, well, have you looked up in the sky? And I was like, oh yeah, there's that too, you know? So I feel like, there's a lot of pushback, you know, as you're coming into these phases where you, and it's hard to feel, is this the energy because we're going through these shifts? But is it also, part of this we're experiencing physically because of the issues with the spraying, you know?
And, I think it's both. I think it's both. It's like our bodies are having to adjust to the new energies. And at the same time, you know, what they're spraying, aluminum and barium and strontium are all heavy metals. They're extremely toxic. They're accumulative. And then they have the other biologicals and other chemicals that they're spraying in there as well. And just barium alone will create all kinds of upper respiratory problems. It goes down into gastrointestinal problems, and then it ends up in your joints, which with a lot of muscle and joint pain. And, you know, in the war, what you do, if an army was marching towards you, you just spray barium on them, and the next day they'd have all these flu-like symptoms and be wiped out, and they couldn't march or anything else. So it's like it's undeniably there is an unseen war going on against humanity and the earth, and people need to wake up and pay attention. And people go, well, that's, you're in fear, you're unspiritual, you're this. I hear all these people throwing, the spiritual stones.
I go, no,
it's called common sense, is God sense. Right. Pay attention, because they are spraying some very nasty things. It's all been monitored. It's all been analyzed. It's being done off the scale, and it needs to come to an end. And the people I know that are very enlightened and very awake, the number one thing on their plate is stopping these chemtrails.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've read pretty extensively about them. Someone in my family, my mother actually, had first discussed this with me several years ago when she was still living on the West Coast, and she relocated out here. And, it's been something, she was living in a region in Southern California, not far from a lot of those naval military bases.
Yeah.
And, we're talking like Port Hueneme, Oxnard, Santa Barbara area. And, it was so common. And I remember, even when I was younger, we would see that. But I just feel like now this is constant. And, I don't know if any of your listeners have tried even simple things like, bentonite clay detoxes, things just to pull those heavy metals out. That seems to have helped a little bit for me, but really, in trying to raise my frequency in meditations, I find that's, my primary form of assistance, really. But, things like the bentonite clay have seemed to help a little bit. But I don't know. I mean, what is your kind of feedback on finding ways to combat the chemtrail situation?
Well, it's definitely having its effect on us. They've been giving us like double doses of it and spraying very low every once in a while. And so, but we're just trying to get rid of all the heavy metals. We're doing all kinds of cleanses and detox cleanses and eating, very healthy and very close to the ground as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Just paying attention. There's sometimes being on a ranch, I have to keep the ranch up and have to work. And so I have to be outdoors, mm-hmm. but there's sometimes it's so bad. I just go, I'm going in, I can't breathe this stuff anymore. And I was getting to the point where I had these little nose filters I was wearing, and you just pop them in your nose. They have a charcoal and another filter, and they filter out most of the stuff. But the problem is when you're working, you breathe heavier, and so the nose doesn't cut it, and you open your mouth and it comes through anyway, through your mouth. And so it's I don't know what the solution is other than to get to wear a mask and glasses and a hat, like a full hazmat gear or something. But, and I think pretty soon people are going to be doing that. Like Japan, how they have all those face masks, pretty soon you're going to see everybody wearing those and just saying, I can't breathe the air anymore. It's just unbreathable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was surprised when I had, a wonderful experience, the opportunity to teach for a month in Romania. And I flew into Bucharest, the capital, and the city itself is highly polluted, but I had the opportunity to go out into the mountains, and we went to Transylvania and all these beautiful places. There's Sinaia, and there were no chemtrails over there. And it was interesting in those regions, remote areas, to see, even though there's an altitude difference, after you adjust to that, you just feel so much better. I mean, the clarity, the mental clarity, the physical difference, it was just, and then having to come back, I was like, oh man, this is, it was tough, returning back to the States and feeling like, oh gosh, I just had this, physically it was a challenge. It really was.
Oh, yeah, it's creating dementia, brain fog. A lot of the autism is coming from not just that, but the shots, and the And that's another thing what we've been really looking into, this GMAF. It's GCMAF. And boy, they've killed 14 doctors right now that are prescribing this stuff. And what it is, it's almost like the miracle cure for a lot of this stuff that they're doing to take us out. So they're doing all they can to stop this from coming out. That would help eliminate a lot of the other things that they're doing. So it's just, they're rearing their ugly heads. They're being seen for what they are. You know, it's undeniable that all of our agencies have sold us out. You know, the FDA, the EPA, all of them have totally sold us down the river, and they're no longer functional. You know, so basically I think the people are new leadership and something of a more spiritual nature, not this old, you know, money game that's going on.
Right. Well, I do have one final question. I'm sure you've got some other callers on the line, but one last question. So in terms of the Orion Council of Light and their function presently, maybe you could kind of expand a little bit on that for us. I'm not too familiar, other than what I've heard here and there from different people with their experiences. But I was wondering if maybe you could kind of expand on that.
Yeah, definitely. One of the beings we work with quite a bit, his name's Haog, and he's been around forever. And he's an ambassador for the Orion Council of Light, and he's also like a commander, you know, of one a massive ship that's here right now. And they're monitoring the frequencies of Earth. And, you know, Earth going through this expansion process, what happens is, if there's too much energy in an area, it creates too much chaos, and it can go into World War III, you know, or something of that nature. So what they're doing is they're balancing the energies and making sure we continue evolving, but not to the point where, you know, it gets totally out of whack and people start shooting nukes and things like that, which they're not going to allow anyway. But they're monitoring the energy, and they know some chaos is going to be necessary for the changes to happen, but, you know, they're doing all they can to help mitigate that. And they're also initiators, and they initiate people and wake people up to their own star nation connections and past lives in the Pleiades or the Orion system or things of that nature. So they have, like, most of them are six dimensional. They have like a plasma ship, and they have other ships that can drop down and cruise in our atmosphere and hang out. But you know, they're very, very loving beings, but they've been tempered by the reptilian wars and the other stuff. And so they are very down to earth. They're very matter of fact. They're like, get on with it. You know, they don't, they're like, the Pleiadians are really giddy. You know, a lot of the Pleiadians are really giddy, and they're really loving, and they're kind of innocent, you know, and they get taken advantage of quite a bit by people on earth, you know, especially when Pleiadian souls come here, because they don't have any concept of lying and deception and harming, you know, others or animals or things. This is not part of the reality. And so when people do things like that, or lie to them or deceive them or use them or whatever, that it's not, you know, they often lack the discernment, you know, of setting boundaries. You know, it's a little hard for them to set boundaries, but their beings from Orion set boundaries very, very well. And they're very good at, and they're here for, you know, planetary liberation. They're here to liberate the Earth of these other draconian, reptilian, gray energies and serpent energies and things like that.
Okay, so they kind of, and how, what is their interaction with, say, the, like you were talking about, like the seventh dimensional beings and Bacall, and do they interact and work together quite often, or do you find that most often they all have like a similar goal, but they kind of attack it from a different angle?
Well, it's kind of both. They're aware of each other. They work together. Some kind of hold back and wait till the last moment, like the Andromedans do that quite a bit, is they'll sit back and watch and observe, and they say, okay, it's time to act, where the other people are working, you know, constantly, like the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light, and those guys are constantly engaging, you know. So it's like they all have a function, they have a part to play, and they're really stepping up to the plate right now. So it's going to get really interesting in the next year and a half, just because of all the groups that are here, and they're done with this draconian mess down here. They're here to clean it up, and so it's just a matter of time, and I think it's coming up very soon where we're just going to see an end of tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much, James. I appreciate it, and thank you for all the work that you and the folks over at eStudy do. You know, it's so encouraging to hear that there are other people out there, you know, with similar mindset. You know, it's so renewing. I think that's the best word. A renewal is just the best word that I could use, you know. So thank you, guys.
All right. Well, hey, stay in touch. I want to hear more about your experiences with Bacall, and it helps me, too, to validate my own experiences when I have somebody, you know, on the other side of America having the same experiences. And, you know, I'm not crazy, you know, because I mean, you have no mirrors in society to mirror back what's going on. So it's good to hear it from other sources about what's going on.
Oh, yes, definitely. No, it's definitely a reality.
Yeah, well, stay in touch and come visit us. I think you'll love this place, the Stargate. It's very easy to connect with these beings, and you'll actually see them, and they appear to you and do all kinds of shifts with your energy matrix and healings and everything. So you have to come check it out one day.
Definitely. We look forward to it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you guys have a great night.
Great. All right. Thanks for calling, and hopefully stay in touch.
Definitely. Thanks. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay. We've got Brooke on line 3. Brooke, are you still with us?
Hi, James. Hello, James.
Yeah. How you doing? Who's this?
This is Brock from Los Angeles.
Oh, Brock. Looks like Brooke on the screen here. So, welcome to the show. What do you have to share?
You know what? I just want to send some love to you right now. My wife and I just appreciate all that you've done for all these years. And down here in Southern California, we're just trying to hold it down and keep the love and light down here and just keep the West Coast strong while you guys up in Washington are doing the same, brother.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for helping. We can use all the help we can get to turn this planet around.
Absolutely. You know what? I wanted to go over a few of the specific things that you were talking about and maybe get a little bit more detail from your perspective.
Sure.
Like, you know, there's so much turmoil going on right now, so much change on the planet just from, you know, just from the ecosystems changing, Mother Earth just starting to act up and voicing her wants and needs now and making her adjustments. Mm-hmm. But going down from there, what's the specific plan for the people that are suffering? Because the ones that are aware, the ones that are the light workers that have been down here, that are just getting hammered constantly with, like, no backup. You know, we've been looked at as crazy people for so many years now, even though that we're starting to get validation for, you know, people like us, like what we've been aware of and what we've been seeing from a spiritual perspective now coming into the material world and starting to manifest in uncomfortableness and so that people can adjust and make their awareness felt. Like, really, what's coming, like, from an American perspective, if America is starting to implode, like, that means the rest of the world has been suffering for a long time. Because we've had it good for so long. So, like, you know, we see our banking systems, you know, being overturned now, the Fed starting to get exposed, people like Trump are starting to call people out. From your perspective, James, like, what's the real deal? Like, you know, we get news reports as far as, like, the White House getting taken over recently. Is General Dunford for real? Like, are they really going to start arresting people? Because if they don't arrest people, then it's all for naught. Because they can say they're going to do something, or the White Dragon family is going to, you know, back our finances with gold. But if you don't see the crooks getting taken out and the fingers point specifically at them by higher beings, our own military or what, then people that are just, like, focused on their own specific needs are not going to be able to tie it together so quickly, because it's so much going on for people that are just waking up now to tie it all together from a spiritual standpoint, from an earth-based standpoint, from a solar standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from all this Kabbalah dark activity standpoint. Yeah. It's so much for young people, like, and I mean young spiritually, whose third eye or their just awareness is starting to wake up, like, what, from your perspective, is specifically going to go down? And like, what do you see coming? What's real? What's disinformation? And, you know, what's in store for them? Because, I mean, people are going hungry. Light workers are just, their fuse is burned out, bro. And like, what's going to happen? The planet's suffering. I mean, it's all coming to a head.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's like, you know, there's times when I thought I was just going to check out. You know, I had been beaten down so much by engaging these reptilian gray and astral beings and you know, cleaning up hundreds of thousands at a time. It's like it was so heavy, so much going on. Yeah. It's just insane. And what was really interesting is that finally the help is here, like the Calvary has shown up, and you know, these 11th dimensional ships that are here now, along with the you know, ninth dimensional other beings that are here, that have been working, you know, very hard on our behalf, now it's like the Calvary has showed up for them, and then that's going to bleed down to us. But most of the changes they're doing are all with the grid and energy, you know, the energy matrix of the earth, and in consciousness they're doing a lot of shifts, and you know, bringing a whole new grid in to get rid of this old grid, which means that, you know, the people that are focused on tyranny and things like that are not going to be frequency specific to where the earth is going and the big plan, you know, that's unfolding. And they told me once, they said that, you know, not to get biblical or whatever, but they said God has given his best, you know, to the earth right now for this shift and for this time. And that's us, and we need to wake up and remember our divinity, you know, and step into our power. And there's a lot of help to get us back on track right now. But, you know, I don't know what to say. It's like, to me, I've shaken my fist at the heavens and said, get down here, get your hands dirty. This is just out of control. We need help down here. And, you know, I feel the pain of so many people down there that are just trying to exist, that can't function in the world because it has fallen. You know, it has gotten so ridiculous and so oppressive and so detrimental to life. You know, the powers that be, or I should say the powers that were, because they're folding in on themselves right now as we speak. But you know, it's gotten so bad. So I think, you know, we're just in this transitionary period where we have to hang on. And we're in the Armageddon means the great uncovering. That's what it means. And so we're right in the middle of the great uncovering, and it's all going down. Now, as far as I just heard a report, and I'm going to go ahead and share it, but I've heard these reports over and over again, and they've been false in the past, but this report comes from a very high level. And suppose there were major arrests just recently, as the past couple of days, and it was an operation that went over Canada, Italy, and here in the United States. And it was a very big operation. And my feeling is, because they tried to kill General Dunsford, they blew his car up and put some snipers out on him and things like that, that now they're reacting with the same force. And they're done with the diplomatic stuff, and they're done with the other stuff, and they're saying, okay, the only thing you guys understand is force, and so you're gonna get dealt with on that level. And so I guess it's been quite a mess, and a lot of, you know, basically firefights and people being lost on both sides. But you're not gonna hear about any of this stuff. You know, the lamestream news is not gonna cover it or anything else. My feeling is there's all these announcements saying that everything's done, don't worry. It's not done. You know, we're right in the middle of it being done right now. And, you know, I have conversations with people on the highest level as far as the gold, and they're just shaking their head saying, no, the redemption, all that stuff is not signed off on. It's not done, and they're waiting. It seems to me like they're waiting for us to reestablish the republic and get these criminals out of office and take our country back, and then they're going to back it all the way. And they are helping out. They are financing some of this to make sure that we do get our republic back. You know, and there's a lot of help in that direction. But what's interesting is that...
Can I add something to that?
What's that?
No, go ahead.
Well, what's interesting is that they say one thing, and then I'm talking to these other people, and they're telling me something else. So there's a lot of people out there, and I think they have good intentions, and they're doing paperwork and things like that, and they're saying, okay, we did it. We foreclosed on them. We did this. We did that. But, you know, the problem is they still have the guns, you know, so basically I really hope it's true. I hope there has been some removals at very high levels and that this actually is finally coming down. You know, it's finally coming to a head. So the problem is that there's so much disinformation and so much misinformation out there. And there's also people who, you know, they are, you know, they're good people. They're doing the best they can, but it's like the big difference between what they want to see and what's really unfolding, you know, and so they're given a lot of information about this has already happened when it really hasn't yet, but it is going in that direction.
Yeah. You know, you bring a good point up there, James, because ultimately it gets really basic. We can talk dimensionally or we can talk just plain old nuts and bolts, but ultimately you're right. They do have the guns, and it seems like, I mean, this goes back eons, all the way back to wherever, the Pleiades, Lyra, or what, and the people here are just replaying now this karmic re-unfolding of this galactic war where, you know, modern human beings now are just have been tinkered with for the last at least 13,000 years or maybe back to the Atlantean days. But it just seems like we've been tinkered with, we've been experimented on, and we've been nothing but guinea pigs down here in the middle of this huge galactic war where basically we're in a farm, we're in a prison, we're lab rats, yet we're here to evolve and find our own way spiritually and grow as spiritual beings, or maybe remember is a better way of looking at it, who we are. But in the meantime, they have the guns, they've always had the guns, and how are we supposed to take the Republic back when you have children nowadays who are grown up just brainwashed because their parents have already been pre-vaccinated. And so by the time they come out of the womb, they're already inoculated. They're already bombarded by scalar waves and HARP and Fukushima. And so, like, what resources do we have to, you know, as light workers to, you know, get the masses going, you know, on one and a same page, so that we can make a forward movement? Because without external help, without benevolent forces that are higher than us, whether they're interdimensional or space brothers or space family, you know, interjecting on our behalf, ultimately they have the guns. And if whether or not there's gold back, we don't need money in the first place, but people here are starving in America. I can only imagine what they're going through in Venezuela or other places in the world now where it's just out of control. I mean, the human population can't even control their own bodily function by not even acknowledging that maybe we shouldn't have so many babies. Maybe we should take responsibility, and that if we can't feed ourselves, maybe we shouldn't have four or five babies and ask others for help. So with the ones that are aware, they're not even having kids, because who would want to bring a child or anyone that you care about into this mayhem? So we're at odds with the regular folks that are just barely waking up, but they're bringing 3, 4, 5 kids into the world, and the Earth can't handle it. You know, whether or not there's enough resources and the universe is abundant, it's being controlled by these dark cabal manipulators, and at the end, they control the guns. And they control all the disinformation, and, I mean, the benevolent beings, whether they're 20th dimensional or a space family, whatever, putting on their hands, you know, and watching this whole thing on.
We're losing you there. I think you need to talk into the phone. Yeah. We're losing you. I don't know.
Okay, there? How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, better.
Is that better? Okay, great. Yeah, because, I mean, if this has been going on for eons, then what hope do we have that, you know, once we get this cleaned up, that we become more of a galactic space family, that we're just going to get into even a bigger awareness that, you know, we're just a very small part of this huge intergalactic war that our minds can't even conceive that it's been going on for millions of years.
Yeah.
So we think, oh,
well,
okay,
you know, the good news is, here's the good news. Yeah, the good news is it's being cleaned up out in the multiverse out there. There's a massive cleanup going on, and we're like the last little vestige. We're on the outermost corner of the Milky Way, and we've been kind of left out in the boondocks for quite some time, and this is kind of like a planet where a lot of these entities have been able to just do their thing. You know, it's a free will planet, and we can choose whether or not we work with them or serve them or things like that. And unfortunately, a lot of people have gone for the trinkets, you know, and the gold, and, you know, you throw them a little green pieces of paper, it doesn't matter the value, and people will sell their soul, kill their brother. You know, it's like, it's a mess. Mm-hmm. Right. But all that's being cleaned up right now, and it's being done more through consciousness and energy and frequency. And what I see is that, you know, the people that used to, you know, run the military are being, they've lost that connection. The military is breaking away, and they're going to get back aligned with the original Constitution and the Republic. And that's just destiny. It's the Earth's destiny to evolve and ascend and go to the next level. You can't stop it. How that unfolds, I don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, but one way or another, it's going to go in that direction, and it can't be stopped. And, you know, these guys are going to go out kicking and screaming, or they're going to go peacefully. The ones that don't see the error in their ways and don't, you know, move back towards the awakening healing process and restoration of Earth and channel their assets in that direction aren't going to be here. You know, they aren't going to make this shift. And so we're building, the energy is building up to this grand shift. And you know, these people are just not going to make that shift. And they know it. You know, they're mm-hmm. aware of it. They know it. And a lot of them are bailing out here and trying to hide. You know, and they're trying to go off to Mars and all these other places. And it's not going to work out because this is much bigger. The whole solar system, even this whole galaxy, this whole area is going through that shift. It's not a place you can run and hide. And you know, the bottom line is, right, you can't hide from your karma, you can't hide from your consciousness, and you're going to magnetize people and events to you according to your consciousness. And so if you get a bunch of tyrants and put them in a hole together and you turn up the energy, what do you think's going to happen? You know, so you know, it's not going to be pretty. Wow. You know, and a lot of these big underground facilities they think they're going to go to and hang out in and let everything go to hell here, well, a lot of those have been destroyed, you know, so they're not going to be able to go there. But if they did go down there, they need to really look at what's on the lower levels of those places, because, you know, they just might be you know, human pilaf for some other beings that are at the bottom levels of those underground facilities. So They should start paying attention to what's really going on. But I think most of those beings have been removed. They once told me the reptilian god was very pissed at what I was doing, and now they told me that they've conceded, you know, and they're leaving, you know, they're getting out of here. So so it's just
And are they going to be allowed to leave?
Well, the ones that already left, a lot of them have left. The ones that haven't left, I think they are containing them here, and they're going to deal with them accordingly. The ones that refuse to go are going to be dealt with accordingly. So, you know, it'll be interesting how that unfolds. And I know they're doing it on a down to earth level, you know, a base level. If it takes, you know, blasting them to bits, that's what's going to happen.
You know, as you say, like, the Earth is shifting. We're moving into a fourth, fifth reality dimension density. Like, and people are not dimensional specific or density specific. The ones that aren't going to make a shift, are they still going to stay in this type of this reality where they go through this, you know, this revealing, this Armageddon-type scenario? In your opinion, are there people going to be physically taken by...
Yeah.
Space being off the planet, or is that all going to be unfolding at the same time? Like, are we going to shift like in a Celestine type way, where, you know,
I think it's going to be kind of all the above. I think what's happened is there's going to eventually be a bifurcation of Earths, and there already are other Earths. There's Earths that are just out of phase right alongside of our Earth. And a lot of us doing the practices here have been shifting back and forth and actually disappearing and reappearing. So I think that's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, we're just going to kind of disappear and reappear on another Earth that's going to be functioning on a much higher frequency, that's going to be aligned with universal law. And the other guys might just finish their stuff out on the old Earth or take that wherever it goes. Like the Hopi prophecies talk about, you know, one group,
right,
you know, ascends and the other group continues, and they just crash. You know, the ones that choose technology and transhumanism and everything else, you know, that group is just going to crash, you know, and they end. They stop. They don't go any further. But, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time. But all I can say is hold the energy there and keep up the good work you know, just keep an eye on things and just, you know, just keep focusing on that love and joy and bliss as much as you can, even though it does look like the whole world's coming apart around you. It's a good thing. You know, the more chaos you have, the better. It means things are really moving and changing. And so there is going to be some chaos with these changes.
We're right there with you, brother. Thank you so much. We send love to you here from Los Angeles, Brock and Anna. Hey. I'm sending you love and joy always.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, brother. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Well, unfortunately, we got Bob and Mike and Kelly and all these other people. I'd love to bring you on the show. Maybe we can do that next time. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we've got to sign off. Thanks for everybody that has come on the show. Thanks for sharing your information. It's important that we do continue to communicate and share. And all I can say is stay in the heart, watch the skies, things are unfolding, and become the solution. You know, become a part of the solution, become part of the awakening healing process. And if you're doing something that's not in harmony with humanity and the earth, stop doing it. It's that simple. It's called impeccable integrity. We've got to find it within. And if you're having trouble finding the courage to do that, call on the lion beings. They'll help you out. So anyway, this is James Gillen signing off on As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening and stay in the heart. Things are happening quick.